Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Show your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then make an appointment with me right now by calling 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a free call anywhere in North America. When an email came in, Morgan writes, "I'm an overeater. Is there any help for me?" Morgan, absolutely. Stop eating so much. It's a challenge. It all depends. When you tend to be an overeater, food tends to be your drug of choice. So some people go to alcohol. Some people go to cigarettes. Some people go to other drugs. And some people go to food. Matter of fact, a lot of people go to food. And, that's why they call it comfort food. And a lot of times overeating, you're actually doing something else to your body. There's another emotion that you're trying to suppress with food. And that's what typically happens. Because no one gains, 50 pounds or 60 pounds or 100 pounds and doesn't notice it coming on. People notice it coming on. It's just that when you overeat nonstop, then there's an issue with it. Now, there are a couple of times that overeating can be due to things like hyperthyroidism. That's a really fast-acting thyroid which handles your metabolism. So that's one thing that you might want to consider. So if you're not extremely overweight and you just have this incredible hunger, you might want to go to your physician and have a blood test done for all of your thyroid numbers just to see if that might be something that could be being affected. So that's one thing I would check into. The other thing, too, is to identify the emotion that you might be, pushing that to. And a lot of times it's guilt. A lot of time it's shame. A lot of time depression can play a role in that. So you really have to get down and dig into that mental aspect of health. In natural medicine, we talk about the three aspects of health. You got the mental side, which is your brain chemistry, your neurotransmitters, and your subconscious mind. Then we got the chemical side, which is how your body takes the foods that we eat every single day and turns them into either good cells or bad cells. Also, pretty amazing how the body functions, but it shows you your physiology and if you develop any nutritional deficiencies. And then the structural aspect of health, it's the bones, muscles, nerves, and all the acupuncture meridian points. So you look at that, you start evaluating the entire body, you'll figure out what's going on. But overeating has a lot of different facets to it. I would get a blood test done to see exactly what's going on. And I do encourage you, if you have a big appetite with your meals, do a lot of vegetables, because you can eat a lot of bulk of vegetables without hardly any calories, and it'll tend to satiate you if you tend to be an overeater. But donuts and fried chicken, that's definitely going to do you in, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You need a new prescription for your life, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let's go to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Well, I'm having some trouble at night. Not very often, but maybe once every 3 weeks that I'll wake up with acid reflux and be choking. Can't even hardly catch my breath because I'm choking. It's kind of scary, and I was wondering if there's something different I could do dietary-wise to help to keep that from happening.
So have you been diagnosed with acid reflux, or you just feels like it's reflux, and that's just your opinion?
It's my opinion. I haven't been diagnosed with anything. I do have thyroid issues, and I take Synthroid.
And you're waking up, with a choking feeling at night?
Well, what happens is this acid, whatever it is, it comes up, and it just, once it comes up, it goes down a wrong pipe, you know, and then
sure.
I'm just choking and trying to catch my breath. And, you know, for a while it's hard to breathe because I'm trying to choke, you know.
I understand. What I would do, Lynn, is I would actually go and talk to your primary care physician about that, because what you want to do is you want to make sure, let them run a couple of tests. I would have them run the numbers on your thyroid. If you're taking Synthroid and it's running a little bit too fast and you don't have enough iodine in your diet, it can cause the thyroid gland to swell just a little bit. And when that happens, it can cause that choking effect while you're sleeping. So that's one thing that I would look into, is definitely just get the blood test done. I know they do it on a regular basis to check and make sure your thyroid levels. But ask them what the number is. And when they're using the Synthroid, if it goes over 1.0, which means if it gets down around 0.50, or I guess it would be low on the thyroid means that it's running faster. So if it gets down to like 0.5 or 0.4, you might want to ask them if you could back it down just a little bit. A lot of times if it runs too fast, it can cause that choking feeling at night. That's a common side effect. But if the reflux, if there's acid that you're saying going up and it's going back down, maybe into your windpipe, things that cause you to choke, typically acid reflux, believe it or not, comes from having not enough hydrochloric acid in your small intestine, so you're not breaking down the foods that you're eating very well. And when acid reflux really kicks in, those are the kind of symptoms that you feel, and they're not a lot of fun. So what I would encourage you to do, you want to do two things to start eliminating and helping the body function better. You want to eliminate inflammation. Of course, that's the first thing I'm going to tell you. And one of the best ways to do that is to eliminate cow's milk, dairy, and also wheat products. I would eliminate anything with flour in your diet for about 4 to 6 weeks, as far as any type of breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all of that. Eliminate that from your overall dietary regimen. If you want, you can get started on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book. That's a great place to start. It's going to help eliminate, balance out the acid in your stomach, of course. But as we age, a lot of times we begin lacking hydrochloric acid due to stress and just life. And so it's really what you'll find, that when you add hydrochloric acid into your dietary regimen, that will begin to clear up. And you can pick that up at a health food store. It's called Betaine HCL. Fairly easy to find. You take 2 tablets with each meal. But if you want to do a little self-test at home, just to check it out, you can do 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with your meal. Apple cider vinegar stimulates hydrochloric acid in the digestive tract specifically. Then you'll know that not having enough hydrochloric acid was your challenge. And that typically is what the case is, but we'll have to wait and see. That's one thing. But get the numbers checked on your thyroid, see where they are. Make sure the numbers stay between 1 and 2, and stay on top of it. I want you to be educated on what the numbers mean on the blood work so you can look alongside of it with your physician and be knowledgeable about that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of the most common blood tests, what the numbers mean. And it just helps you be able to decipher when they say, oh, it's good. Well, tell me what good is so you can know what the number is, and that'll help you along the way, Lynn. Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Jack has been diagnosed with insulin diabetes. I'm assuming that's type 2. Where do you start from a natural perspective? Well, Jack, when you're dealing with diabetes, as a matter of fact, diabetes is a huge, huge deal now. 1 in every 3 of our young people are going to have diabetes by the year 2010. That's right around the corner. Diabetes, you want to make sure you've got all your blood sugar under control, anti-inflammatory diet, 4 minerals, 1 antioxidant, ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese, and alpha lipoic acid. That in combination works wonders in stabilizing your blood sugar and help getting your body where it needs to be. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can get well. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out into getting well. Radical changes equal radical results, and those are proven when you're dealing with diabetes, as long as it's type 2. Thanks so much for that email. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores Take Ferrolac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call, Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Let's go to Dean. Hi, Dean. Welcome to the show, my friend. Hello. How can I help?
Thank you for your program. I've had trouble with ringing in my ears for some time. I was exposed to some loud noise. In the past, I've had this experience with, let's say, machinery or firearms, and when I had ringing in my ears from that, it would last maybe 3 days at the most, and then it would abate. In this case, I was exposed to some very, very loud music, and this was back in April, and I still have the ringing in my ears. And I've been to an audiologist. They seem to think that there may be some inflammation in my ears. They gave me prednisone for it, and I finished taking that after about a week. It was a large dose initially, so to speak, and it went down to one pill. I'm off of that now.
That's good.
But I still have the ringing in my ears. I was wondering if you had any thoughts about what was causing this.
Does it ring more in your right? Is it ring more in your right or left ear?
It seems to be about the same in both.
Okay. So it's equal in each. Okay. Right. Typically ringing in the ears. And when you've had, you know, of course, exposure to loud noises or, you know, any external stimuli, that's one thing. And there's also nutritional deficiencies that can cause ringing in the ears as well. So you know, the best thing for us to do is to probably tackle it from both sides.
Okay.
And a couple things. One thing I would do is I would see either an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician that's a DO or a DC. And the reason is, because the nerves that go into the ear and that sort of thing can be affected. And when you start working with the nerves, and if there's any inflammation around the nerves themselves, that needs to be looked at. And those two specialties, that's what they do, and that's what they work on. Or neurologists would be great, but I think that if it's got a structural component to it, meaning if it's coming from any of the bones in the neck, which is where the nerves originate from, it's something that a DO can handle very well, and that one, a DO can combine everything. You know, they'll be able to combine all spectrums of medicine together. A DC will be able to help you as well, though, and I would look into either one of those. That's one thing I would do. The other thing, too, is that high amounts of wheat products, when you eat wheat, whether it comes in any form, breads, pasta, cereals, whatever, the wheat grain itself contains a protein called gluten. And gluten is a real challenge. It causes a lot of inflammation in the body. It causes food allergies. Really, really is a little challenging to a lot of different areas of our health. Well, with ringing of the ears, it's classic in the right ear when you're eating too much wheat and the body has an allergy to that gluten protein that it causes issues. Well, and then there's another one in the left ear. That typically comes from a manganese deficiency, and that is fairly common. I see that quite often in clinical practice. So ionic manganese, you can handle probably about 100 milligrams twice a day of manganese. You want to get it in an ionic version, which is a liquid version. It's much better than the tablets. It absorbs better, and the body can utilize it much better. But I'll get started with both of those and see how the body responds. Would get with one of those physicians as well. And I think if you tackle it from those two sides, remember there's three sides to the health triangle, mental, chemical, and structural. We tackle it from those two sides, I think you're going to be able to nip it in the bud. That's where I would start. And then you can always email me at drasa.com or call me back here on the show, see how things are going, Dean. Thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show. Darling, how can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I have a a question. I have type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. I've had two episodes, and they've been several months apart, but what has happened is that like the last time I was going out to eat, and I didn't even get to eat. I just start feeling really bad, and I start sweating, and I made it to my car, and then when I got to my car, of course, I start throwing up, and my vision left.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this happen to me once before, but it was like maybe almost maybe about 8 months before that it happened, but my vision left for like a matter of seconds and came back. But this last time, it left and it was gone for almost 10 minutes. Now, since that happened, that took place at the beginning of August, my vision, my regular vision, I wear glasses. I only have to wear them to read certain things like a street sign, and that's it. But since that last attack, my eyes became very, very weak. You know, I've gone back to college, and, you know, they have the large screens with the PowerPoint.
Right,
and I was, like, sitting, like, up in the front, and I couldn't
squinting.
Make out the words.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's some, I thought it was maybe my sugar that was causing it, but the doctor said when I elevated my feet, my vision came back an amount of minutes, but that they thought that it might be high blood pressure related.
Right. Did they put you on blood pressure medication to see how that is, see if it resolved anything?
Well, I've been on blood pressure medication for a few years. I take a very, very low dose of it. They recently switched it, but I take one of the lowest doses that you can get because my blood pressure doesn't normally stay high.
Have you been to see Catherine? Have you been to see an ophthalmologist?
No, I'm having an appointment. I'm going to see one again. But
okay.
I guess I'm changed my prescription or something. But
well, I would go see an ophthalmologist and have them. That's a specialist that can really get in there. You know, not the optometrist, an ophthalmologist, completely different, very, very specialized for the eye. And if there's any disease in the eye, they'll be able to find it. What I think is going on, I think it could be vascular. By that point of them turning upside down elevating your feet and that changing things, that definitely changed the perspective. It could be related to your adrenal glands. There's several things this could be related to. I get a blood test for your cortisol levels. I would also get a blood test for growth hormone, FSH, and LH. But go see an ophthalmologist and let them look at that. Meanwhile, start on the anti-inflammatory diet. And see how that does for the next 2 weeks. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. See how it regulates your blood sugar and notice if that changed anything. Yes, it could be blood sugar related. I have seen cases like that, but it's mixed with your blood pressure and the diabetes together. I think we need to look a little bit deeper on that, okay? See the ophthalmologist. This is On Call.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855 340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, this show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. Let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
How are you, doctor? Thank you for taking my call. This is probably going to be the strangest call you've taken in a while. Let me give you a quick synopsis of what's happened to me. Back in December of last year, I had a really bad car accident, had many broken bones, was in the ER, got taken to a room about 8 hours later. About 8 hours after that, I woke up almost completely blind in my room and totally, suffice it to say, freaked out. But within a month, most of my vision came back, but I was left with a little black donut in my vision, right at the pinpoint of my vision. And for so long, the eye doctors, you know, said they thought it might be the beginnings of macular degeneration, which I'm in my 30s. That's just not possible. But eventually, the retina specialist diagnosed me with what's called acute macular retinophobia. And she says it's so rare, she's only seen it once in her 24-year career. And it's gotten a little bit better, but I'm still having the signs, and I just don't know what I can do to take control of my own situation, other than I don't know if there's any clinical trials. Are you privy to this eye disease? Does it usually go away? I just don't really know what to do right now. Should I get a second opinion, or what should I do?
Well, I think that one thing, I definitely think you should get a second opinion, no doubt about it. There's nothing wrong with having a multitude of physicians, opinions, and counselors around you when you're going through any kind of health challenge. I'm a huge advocate of that. So
have you heard of this disease, doctor?
Yes, I've heard of it. And can do to help strengthen the eyes. And when you're coming from more of a natural approach to it, I mean, there's things you can do as far as, you know, keeping the eyes healthy. And of course, you're going to get different opinions. But in my opinion, with what I have seen, one of some of the best things you can do is to increase vitamin A. And when I say increase it, I mean really increase it to 40 to 50,000 units a day. And you'll get plenty of that in cod liver oil. You might want to take a little bit extra on top of that. But what I would do is I would do that, and I would also use lutein. And lutein is a break-off of beta-carotene, but it works phenomenal in improving eye health. Ginkgo has also been shown to help protect the eyes and help regenerate the eyes as well. I know that's a real challenging situation for you, and I know that it's, you know, you feel like you're kind of at, you know, it's kind of at a standstill. However, I would get some more opinions, and I would go to some of the top. I mean, have you been to, say, one of the top ophthalmologists? Okay, I think we've lost him. Okay, we've lost you, Jane. Well, here's the deal. I would get at least three opinions from different ophthalmologists, completely different, out of the same medical groups, and I would see what they say. And that's the route I would go when you're dealing with that health challenge right there. That's what you want to do. But in the meantime, you want to make sure you keep your lutein levels up and your vitamin A levels up. You want to reduce inflammation in the body as much as possible by the food you're eating every day. And with your eyes, you also want to keep vitamin D levels elevated between about 70 and 90 on the blood test. When you go in to get it checked, have any of those physicians that you go see run a quick blood test and see exactly where your numbers are. Okay? Let's get started there. And this is going to be a process. This is not a snap your fingers and you're doing okay kind of thing. This, when it comes to your eyes and that sort of health challenge, it's going to be a little while. That's okay. As long as we're making progress every day, that's what it's all about, my friend. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Good to talk with you.
Thank you. Over the last 6 months, I've had two or three occasions where I've woken up in the middle of the night and I wasn't breathing. So, you know, I woke up and I had to gasp for air. And I just wondered if that's something that's serious, or is there a way to, you know, check on that or what?
Okay, so you're sleeping during the night, you wake up, and you're not breathing.
It seems like I wasn't breathing, so I woke up and I was gasping for air. So,
okay. Have you had any tests run? Have you seen your physician? Or this is just brand new?
Yeah, it's pretty new, and it's, you know, it's real sporadic. So it's only happened two or three times. So I don't know how serious it is or if it's something, you know, I should have checked out.
I gotcha. Well, yeah, I would have it checked out. I'd go to your primary care, and I would have a sleep study done. Sounds like you got sleep apnea. It's pretty common with what that is. But I would go in, I'd have that checked. When you go in to have it checked, though, here's the deal, okay? Standard protocol in medicine is you go in, you do a sleep study. They find that you stop breathing 20 times during the night, or you wake up 90 times during the night, whatever it might be. They're going to do all that. They're going to put these little electrodes on you. They're going to test you. They're going to do all this stuff. And then if they find that you stop breathing, standard protocol is they put you on a CPAP machine. Basically, it's an oxygen mask that goes over you while you sleep to help regulate you so you don't wake up, you get a deeper sleep, and it works. It does. But who wants to sleep with a mask on their face the rest of their life with this unit sitting next to the bed? That's not going to be a whole lot of fun. So what I would do, a lot of times when you stop breathing in the middle of the night, there's several issues. Number one is, are you overweight? Because a lot of times if you're overweight, that's one of the key symptoms.
Yeah, a little bit.
How much is a little bit?
Probably about 30 pounds.
Okay. That's easy to drop, by the way. And it can either come from a B12 deficiency or it can come from iron. And both of those are very common. And I would get both of those checked out. Two blood tests you'll want to get checked on with that. One is a TIBC, which is total iron binding capacity. And the other one is called MMA, which is methylmalonic acid. So either one of those would be fantastic. And you'll be able to figure out exactly, you know, what's going on, if there's any issue with any type of lack of oxygen in your body. And if that, because that, if that happens, you can wake up almost gasping, you know, for air.
That was the problem.
Yeah. So I would get that checked out. Let's start there first. Go see the physician. Get the blood test done. You can always, you know, send me an email at drrace.com or call me back here on the show. I'm here each and every night. Okay? Great talking with you, man. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Alex. Hi, Alex. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, when I called you, I left a message on your...
That's okay. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, I was dealing with, I didn't know at the time, but I was dealing with a sinus infection.
Okay.
But I guess my question now beyond that is, I'm a distance runner and I'm a triathlete, and I work with kids all day, and so what I'm wondering, or what I would like to know is how do I you know, put my body through all that and work with kids and, wear my body out.
You want to know how, so basically what you're asking me is, with you doing all the heavy training that you do, how can you support your immune system so that when you're around kids all day, you don't pick up every little cold that comes down the pike so you can stay strong, continue to train, and be healthy?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me? Okay.
Yes.
Basic, pretty simple, okay? Things that you want to do and that you want to first do, especially now if you're training like you're telling me you are, which is very hard on the body, you want to keep your training sessions to about 45 minutes is really the cutoff. And I know that's hard if you're doing distance and if you're really going after it. But I would keep it to an hour as much as you can each day, because once you go over 45 minutes, cortisol goes through the roof. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone. And once cortisol gets elevated in the body, makes the body really, really challenged with the immune system. Matter of fact, when cortisol goes up, you actually burn muscle tissue and store body fat. That's why a lot of times you can see distance runners and a lot of more marathon runners, they're lean, but they're not shredded, ripped. And they're not just real, real, real low body fat. Sometimes you'll see runners that tend to still have some body fat on them, but they look very lanky. It's because the body burns up a lot of muscle tissue while they're training that hard. So there's some things you can do to avoid that as well. But, you know, I would keep your training down to an hour at the bare minimum. And then I would also do what's called bracketing. And bracketing is where you eat a protein and a carbohydrate right before you train and right after you train. And that's going to help replenish the glucose that your muscles are looking for. And it also is going to help it's going to blunt or shunt that cortisol effect that can happen when you train. So that's something too. You also want to increase your vitamin C and vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. And then, you know, of course, function and be around the kids during the day and not get sick. Two other things too, and these are really big that we're recommending for people, just to keep your immune system strong with swine flu and H1N1. Being so prevalent now, and that being kind of the thing that everybody's freaking out about, to keep your immune system strong, vitamin D is one of the top things you can keep in your body. And believe it or not, you'll get a blood test, you'll be amazed at how low your vitamin D levels are. I mean, I would say 90% of the vitamin D tests that we do clinically right now, people are running between 10 and about 25 is their number. And that's incredibly, incredibly low. You want to have your vitamin D levels up between 70 and 90 to keep your immune system strong. So that's what I would do, is get your vitamin D level checked. And there's an herb called astragalus, not asparagus, astragalus. Astragalus unbelievable for keeping your immune system strong. So vitamin D is for algas. Do that. Bracket your workouts. Follow the anti-inflammatory diet, please, because you want to stay off of cow's milk, dairy, and any type of grain. So I know you're a runner. If you're doing pastas and breads and things, you want to shift over to more sweet potatoes and other types of carbohydrate sources rather than the grains, because the grains can stimulate too much inflammation in the body, and that will get you where you need to be as far as your training goes and your immune system. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, folks, you can get your health back. That's what we're here for. On call.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695, or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Dr. Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Our scripture for the day comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. It says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair." Very easy to get bummed out. It's very easy to let life knock you down. It's very easy to get crushed, as the scripture says. But you have to believe that God's going to always pick you up. He's the great physician. He's the one that can carry you through no matter what you are going through. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hey.
How can I help, my friend? What's up?
Yeah, I've just wondered. I've been going through a divorce for about the last 6 months, and I'm having, just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've come up with these real bad night sweats, you know, late, early in the mornings, you know, and so bad that whatever I'm wearing, I have to, it wakes me up. I have to get up and change. I've not been to the doctor yet to see if anything is medically wrong, but I just thought I would check and get an opinion from you, since I heard you on the air.
So you've been having night sweats, is that it?
Yeah, just terribly bad. And I don't know, I didn't know if maybe I'm just stressed out and thinking about it, dreaming or something. I didn't know, so I thought I'd call and ask you, see if you had an opinion.
Well, when did it start? Let's start there. It only happens at night. It doesn't happen during the day, right?
No, just normal sweat during the day, you know, when I'm working and stuff, you know. But about 2.5-3 weeks ago it started, and it's just, I mean, it's just maybe one night, if I don't, it'll be a surprise to me if I didn't wake up and have to, you know, change the clothes I was wearing, you know.
Yeah.
But for at least two and a half weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I've been doing this.
You take any medications right now?
I take a Synthroid. I take for a thyroid pill.
Okay. How much are you taking? A lot of it or just a little bit?
I take a 0.125.
Says one. Okay. When's the last time you had your thyroid levels checked with your physician?
I get it checked once a year. You know,
once a year. I tell you what I would do. With the night sweats like that, two things can be happening. And typically, when you have those night sweats, it can be blood sugar related. So I would go in and I would have, I know you get it checked once a year. I would actually trim that down a little bit and go on in there now, because if you're having these symptoms, something is not right. So blood sugar related issues can cause these night sweats like that. Of course, it could be anxiety, but I would want to rule all those things out, and I would want to make sure that your physician knows that this is going on, because they're going to want to see the blood test. Those blood tests are going to make a big deal. 1.25 is a decent amount of Synthroid. It could be moving too fast. Your thyroid could be going too fast, and that could be causing some of the sweating at night as well. So I would go in. I would get the test done, blood test done, get the full checkup. and see where things land, because a lot of times you have to differentiate between whether it's a blood sugar related issue or the thyroid. And both of those can cause the same kind of symptoms when you're dealing with night sweats or sweating. So that's what I would check out first. Then we can go from there. In the meantime, I would do a couple of things. I would start taking cod liver oil because it helps balance out with the omega-3s and also the vitamin A and vitamin D. I would get started on that. I would make sure you're taking digestive enzymes with your meals and making sure that you're breaking down your meals. I would stay off of processed foods, and I would stay off of anything with sugar in it. I would make sure you stay away from fruit juice. I would stay away from breads, pastas, cereals, and crackers. I know I probably just took away your entire eating plan for the day. But with you dealing with night sweats like this, we need to start eliminating things and get your body back into balance. And I would, if you can, if you have time, pick up a book of Empowering Your Health, my book, read through it, and look at the basic foundational principles that I talk about in there. I think you'll be enlightened, and I think it'll really help you on your journey toward health. This right here, first of all, when your thyroid stopped working the way it needed to, that was a wake-up call. This is a bigger wake-up call, because the older we get, the more our body can start showing us symptoms that things aren't working well, but we need it to work well. That's the real deal. And so let's get started with that. Get the test done with your physician, and then we can go from there. You can call me back here on the show, or you can always email me. Let's go to Ken. Hi, Ken. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
How you doing, Doc? I have kidney disease, FSGS.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's scar tissue of the glomeruli. They're basically mm-hmm. scar tissue there. I've had it since 01 or 02, and I just want to see if there's some way to reverse scar tissue. I'm really asymptomatic at this point. My creatinine, when I eat right, I can get it all the way down to 1.9. It stays, when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to, I guess it gets up to around 2.5. But I guess my major goal is to see if I can get that scar tissue out of there.
Yeah, the scar tissue is a challenge, and once that starts to form, it's really tough. The bigger thing you want to do is not let anything else form, and keep the kidney protected and keep it functioning as well as you can. That's kind of the phase you're in right now, and that's what I would focus on, because once that scar tissue sets in, it's a real challenge when it comes to the kidney. So a couple things you can do: I would start taking plenty of vitamin D, around 30,000 units a day. It helps support the kidney. Also, cranberry extract, and also your B vitamins. I would focus on folinic acid and also vitamin B6, which in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate will help support the kidney. There's some homeopathic remedies that will support the kidney as well. I would talk to your health food store about that. They typically carry those. You can get any kidney complex, and also Easy Act Tea is phenomenal for cleaning out the kidneys. The big thing is right now is prevention, okay? You want to do everything you can to not let any further scarring happen. Puts another hour in the charts. This is On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank our producers in the booth. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go on the show. We miss you. Always send me an email. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's hope to get your health back. This is On Call.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely. absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.